Today, we'd like to see the 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 8, under the title of Word and Prayer. To online world multitude, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. What is the latter times? What is the latter times? Question 2, in verse 3, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Why do we receive them with thanksgiving, and how should we do? Why do we receive them with thanksgiving, and how should we do? Last question 3 in verse 8. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. Why is it? First of all, we want to see brief background. This letter was written by Paul about 64 AD. That time, Nero, Roman Empire, controlled Roman Empire. After the first imprisonment, here disciple Paul talks about good doctrine versus other doctrine. So basically, disciple Paul told to Timothy, you should keep good doctrine, which Paul taught Timothy. The 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 7, we can see background. The 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3 to 7, as I urged you, I encouraged you. Basically, Paul said, Paul encouraged Timothy when I went into Macedonia. So Paul had a mission trip into Macedonia. Macedonia, today is Greece, northern part, northern region at that time called Macedonia. Remain in Ephesus. Ephesus, Timothy, southern part over today, Greece. So Timothy remained in southern part, but disciple Paul, mission trip in northern part of Greece. In Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Basically, disciple Paul asked Timothy, you shouldn't teach other doctrine, but good doctrine. So first of all, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies. So do not pay attention to fables. Fables is perverted story. So don't pay attention to rumors, perverted stories, or other philosophy, and endless genealogy. Genealogy basically argument among Jewish people. Some Jews said, I came from Jews. I came from Benjamin. I came from Manasseh. Don't argue with that. So which cause disappears rather than godly edification. So build up godlessness. Godless, which means being like God. Just being like God. That is godless. Which is in faith. So godless come from faith. Faith rooted from the word of God. Because of faith, hearing by the word of God. Verse 5. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. Basically, disciple Paul's commandment to Timothy, purpose, agape love, don't make dispute, don't make division, So purpose, love, coming from where? Pure heart, not contaminated with other doctrine. Pure heart, good conscience. Conscience definition is a natural understanding. That is a good conscience, which means not contaminated with other doctrine or false doctrine. From sincere faith. So faith should be not fake, sincere faith. Verse 6, from which some, having stayed, having turned aside to idle talk. So which means some people fall into idle talk or fables or endless genealogies or other doctrine. Describing to be teachers of the Lord. Here you know, some people Judaized teachers of the Lord, understanding neither what they say. Although they taught the law, Mosaic law, but they didn't understand the Mosaic law actually, nor the things which they affirm. They don't know how to live in this world, so they didn't know. Also, at that time, popular four other doctrines. So this when disciple Paul wrote a particular this letter to Timothy, that time four popular philosophy or other doctrine in Greece. First one is Gnosticism. Gnosticism said the body and material are evil, only spirit, soul, and mind are good. So therefore, so Jesus was not truly human. So if Jesus is God, God cannot become human body because they believe body is evil. Mm-hmm. So that is resulting in their denial of incarnation of God. Because John said God was Word, you know, so Word become into flesh. Mm-hmm. So incarnation. That kind of today, such as Jehovah's Witnesses, they deny Jesus Christ's incarnation. Jehovah's Witnesses said Jesus is Michael, Archangel. So Archangel really is a spiritual being, creature, not creator. So that kind of thing. Also, Mormon said Jesus' father, Adam, they call Adam God doctrine. So Adam is a creature, not God. So they deny the incarnation. God cannot become into flesh, into body. That kind of Gnosticism influenced in today that in different religion. Second one is asceticism. Asceticism, which meaning lifestyle, is a characterized by abstinence from bodily pleasures for a spiritual goal. That's why today, disciples specifically talking about certain people do not marry. Certain people said do not eat meat. So that kind of abstain. Why? They are seeking for spiritual goal. That's why spiritual goal purpose of some religion require vegetarian only. In my childhood, I was a Buddhist. Buddhist, true Buddhism, did not allow meat as a food because we should eat vegetables only. Because that is the Buddhism philosophy said, human being can be born after his or her death as a certain animal. So animal can become human being after the death of animal. That kind of circulation theory based upon that. So we were not allowed to eat any meat. Only one exception for health purpose. So that kind of is asceticism. Today is like Hinduism. Hinduism, they never eat cow because they treat the cow as a sacred animal. So they actually worship the cow and kind of thing. Also, certain Muslim, you know, the abstain, you know, certain food, you know, kind of thing. Third popular one is Judaism. Judaism, that time is Greek people also accepted, you know, Judaism. So Judaism basically, only Torah is a foundational text. Torah meaning five Mosaic law. So Book of Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers. That's five books only authentic. So other books in the Old Testament as a supplement. Supplement, you can accept a certain part or you cannot accept a certain part. So that is a supplement. Also, they supplement using oral tradition. Oral traditions, letter in writing form, such as a Talmud or Midrash. So that kind of thing also they consider supplemental. So Judaism is a teaching. Jesus is not Messiah. Jesus is not Messiah, but a good teacher, which meaning they deny Jesus as God because just a good teacher. So they are still waiting for first Messiah who is coming to save first Jewish people and Gentiles, like that. So that is the influence today, Messianic Jews. Messianic Jews is a Hellenistic Judaism. They also consider the authentic Bible only Torah, but the other thing is a supplement, even in New Testament too. So that kind of simple. Last one, Greek mythology. Greek mythology is teaching various gods, goddesses, the female god, goddesses, and angels of ancient Greeks for the nature of the world. In order to explain, or in order to understand the nature of the world, they made up a lot of gods, a lot of goddesses, a lot of angels. Example, Zeus god, Apollo god, or Venus goddess, you know, kind of thing. A lot of, you know, goddess. That is a kind of particular four basic philosophy or other teaching at that time influenced into good doctrine, which Paul taught. So 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, Paul summarized good doctrine. And without controversy, basically he said, good doctrine had no controversy, no dispute. Great, great meaning excellent, A plus, is the mystery of godliness. Godliness is being like God. The mysteries, which meaning, in the Old Testament time, the godless was mysteries, but in New Testament time, which means after Jesus' resurrection, so godless no longer mysteries. Whoever accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior in the form of a faith, so they begin to be just like God. That is godless. God was manifest in the flesh. First time said, incarnation. God was manifested in the flesh, becoming Jesus Christ. That's directly against Gnosticism. Direct Gnosticism. Also some Judaism. Judaism, Jesus was a good teacher, you know, so no God, you know. That is too. So justified in the spirit. That meaning whoever accept the Lord Jesus Christ at the same time, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. That's justified with the dwelling, indwelling Holy Spirit in each of all born-again Christians, just by seen by angels. So some people said Jesus an angel, like Jehovah's Witness Michael, but Jesus angels is a creature, not creator. So Jesus was seen by angels in heaven. So after the resurrection, all angels submitted to the Lord Jesus. We can see Book of Revelation, angels submitted to the Lord. Lord, who is seated on the right hand of God the Father. And so preach it among the Gentiles, not only to Jews, but Gentiles too, non-Jews too. Preach it, meaning the gospel of salvation to unbelievers. Believe it all in the world. So regardless of Jews, non-Jews, so believe it all in the world, and everybody receive it up in glory. So Jesus was ascended into the heaven. That time Jesus was glorified, you know, with God the Father. That's in a basic, brief summary of good doctrine, which Paul taught. Then in the verse 1, now the Spirit expressly says that in a latter time, the question 1, what is the latter time? Latter time is between Christ's resurrection and Christ's return on the earth. Christ's return on the earth to establish his millennium kingdom. How about last day? Last day, for example, the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, but know this, that in the last days, perilous time will come. Last days is the days just before the rapture of the church. So here, church is not in a place, location. The church meaning the group of all Christians. That's called the church. Actually, according to the Bible, one universal church on the earth, because the old church is the head, Jesus Christ. So all church is the body of Jesus Christ. So that is when Jesus come again in heaven, that time all believers, the Bible said, will be caught up, you know, with the Lord. Caught up is a Latin English sound, rapture. The Bible said caught up. So will be caught up with the Lord who is coming in heaven. So that is the last day. So the day is just before the left last day. Latter time is between Jesus' resurrection and Jesus coming again on earth. So the last day is within the latter times. So some will depart from the faith, but disciple seriously consider some people will depart from the faith. Last time we received a prayer request from Arabic world. Arabic world, in the second prayer request, some Christian depart from the faith because the government persecution is so harsh. So that's why they ask us intercession prayer for them. Exactly like that, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to, pay attention, or listen to deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils. Devil or Satan is destroyed. Destroy either Christians or deceive Christians. Like is a Satan, serpent, deceive evil priest, then Adam, like that, deceive. So they deceive good Christian into false doctrine. So that is here said is also Colossians chapter 2, verses 20-23, disciple Paul, to said, watch for false doctrine. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulation? Here is basically Judaism. So Jesus already was there with all sin, so how comes you subject to regulation? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of a man. So do not touch, do not taste, which means do not experience with the human doctrine. Verse 23, these things indeed have an appearance of wisdom. Outside an appear of wisdom. some people did not eat meat, not one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, like Ruth, you know, he looks like a so wise a person, but here, in self-imposed religion, that the disciple said, self-imposed religion, or self-restrained religion, false humility, so they try to be humble, so not eating particular meat food, or not marry, false humility, and neglect of the body, so they neglect of bodily pleasure. This is neglect of the body is basically against asceticism, neglect the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. So against the flesh pleasure, you know, certain thing, the flesh pleasure. But here in the disciple does not encourage abuse of flesh pleasure. This is, you should properly use bodily, you know, pleasure. So that kind of thing talking about that. Also, Jesus also said, we should be careful for false prophet too. Mark chapter 13, verse 21, 23. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, he's there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophet, prophets mean false teachers, will rise and show signs and wonders to deceive. In order to deceive, they show signs and wonders, miracles, you know, that kind of thing. If possible, even the elect. So, if possible, even the elect, meaning the born-again Christian, they want to deceive born-again Christians into false doctrine. So, but take heed, pay attention, see, I have told you all things beforehand. So, beforehand, I mean before Great Tribulation, that kind of happened too. Book of Acts chapter 20, verses 28 to 31, disciple Paul also talk about that. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Overseers, which mean elders or bishop, you know, pastors, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. So Jesus Christ purchased a share with his own blood. So which meaning the church owner, Jesus, not in the pastors, the overseers, not owner. Overseers are just the instrument. So here, especially disciple talks about church, Jesus purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure meaning disciple Paul leaving, savage wolves, you know, always there's a type of Satan or devils, wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up speaking perverse things or fables to draw away the disciples. The Jesus disciples, the followers of Jesus, draw away the disciples after themselves. So they draw away Jesus disciples into themselves, after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. Also, Second Peter, disciple Peter also warned, Second Peter, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 3 to 7. This one is like a postmodernism. Today is the philosophy postmodernism. Peter already foretold, prophesied a postmodernism philosophy to come right here. Knowing this first, that scoffers, ridiculers, scoffers will come in the last days. So today is the last days, just before the rapture of a church, the last days, working according to their own lust, based upon their own lust, like abuse, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Where is the promise of Jesus' coming? Already 2,000 years passed. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were. So 2,000 years ago, and now, all things are same. You know, they were from the beginning of creation. For this, they willfully forget. Willfully forget. Forget what? Forget the promises of God. That by the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of water and in the water. So this meaning, the book of Genesis talk about the first time is the earth, in a firmament, you know, surrounding, like a greenhouse effect. So firmament above water, so firmament below water, you know, that is talking about that here. So the earth is standing out of waters and in the waters, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. So we know that is the water's punishment the first time. In the future, fire punishment coming. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of an ungodly man. So now, verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is outside and inside different. Outside looks good, but inside ugly things. That hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with the hot iron, which meaning no longer good conscience, seared with a hot iron. So their good conscience was destroyed. So here, basically talking about the other doctrine teachers, other doctrine. Here, verse 3, here, example, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, that is, asceticism, marry, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. The truth meaning God's word. Okay, let's see God's word. Forbidding to marry. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. So they know the truth. That's why forbidding to marry. So it is contrary to the truth. So basically, commanding to abstain from meat. God created, what's the law? Genesis chapter 1, verse 31 said, then God saw everything that he had made. And indeed, it was not just good, it was very good, very good. Yeah. So we know the truth, we believe the truth.
That's right.
So that's why. So the evening and the morning were the 6 days. So basically, Paul said, God created everything good. So enjoy. So if you are called to be married, marry. But if you are called to be single, that's fine, like Paul, like Jesus. It is fine to glorify God. Always our purpose to honor God, to glorify God. So in order to glorify God, you may eat food. Or in order to glorify God, you may fast eating. So it really doesn't matter. So for every creature, God is good. And nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. So here, the other question is seventh advantage today, they refused to eat the pork. Because in the Old Testament, so pork, God commanded to not eat pork or shellfish. So that kind of, at that time, scientific knowledge, they didn't know the pork has trichinosis parasite. Trichinosis parasite, if a trichinosis parasite into brain, so he or she might be insane or might be killed. But today, scientific proof that in order to eat the pork, you should cook sufficiently. Otherwise, that parasite penetrate into your organ. So that's a problem. Also, second one is example, shellfish. Shellfish, some shellfish excrete a deadly poison. So today we know, you know, which one shellfish is eatable or not eatable. So, but at that time, so they didn't have that level of scientific knowledge. So God considered at that time's knowledge. So that's why. So here, verse 4, nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. Verse 5, for it is here how? It is sanctified how? By the word of God and prayer. So the answer is, God created everything good, so we may enjoy them to honor God, to glorify God. How? By the word of God and prayer. So that is a question to answer. Verse 6, if you instruct the brethren in these things, so let it, as Paul explained, these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Timothy, you will be good minister. How? Nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine, which you have carefully followed. Basically, you already learned. You are already nourished from out of the words of faith. And you should deliver that good doctrine to Ephesians Christians. Ephesians. So that's the basic. If you do so, you will be good minister. Then verse 7, but reject profane. Profane is a perverted doctrine. Gnosticism or asceticism, Hellenistic Judaism, also Greek mythology, you know, those are things is reject profane and all the wives of fable. All the wives of fable, which meaning all the wives of rumor or gossip, you know, kind of thing. So reject, you know, don't, you know, pay attention to gossip. And exercise yourself toward godliness. So practice being like God. Verse 8, for bodily exercise profits a little. Why? Because God said, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6, 8, all flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. Basically, apply this particular word of meaning, your body is grass. If you have a certain muscle, you know, strong muscle, there's a kind of flower. But the grass withers, the flower fades. But that is your body or your muscle limit to your lifetime, actual lifetime. Because the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. So that's why here, godless is profitable for all things. So your soul and spirit is living forever. So you will have a new body made by heaven, not by earth. So that is not present time, having promised over the life, but that now is in the present time and over there, which is to come future time. So we'll see in the Lord Jesus Christ in the heaven future time. So that is a basic reason. Let's see each question. In verse 1, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils. What is the latter time? The latter times is between Jesus' resurrection and Jesus' second return on the earth. That's just a latter time. But the last days, the days just before the rapture of the church. Question 2, in verse 3, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meat, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth, why do we receive them with thanksgiving, and how should we do? Because God created very good, so we received them to honor, glorify God. How? By the word of God and prayer. Question 3, in verse 8, for bodily exercise profits a little, but God less is profitable for all things, not just a little, all things, having promised of the life, then now is present time, and over there, which is to come, future time. Why is it? So godless, based upon the word of God which stands forever. But the body is like grass, or a bodily morsel like a flower. So grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. That's the reason. Let's sing song all together, last song.